Are we happy tonight? Does anybody have any question? Which question? Let me hear you. Come, let me hear you.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, God bless you.
God bless you too.
Pastor, I want you to comment on something.
Yes?
I was asking a pastor one day. I said, Pastor, why is it that somebody gives
measure? Okay, only those standing now. Three more sisters, that's all. No more brother. No more brother. The brother is enough. At time, don't go now. We won't pray. Only three more sisters with these brothers then for today. We can continue tomorrow. Yes?
Sir, I was asking a pastor. I said, Pastor, why is that somebody give me some Ephesians? I'm not seeing the church.
Sorry. Talk like this.
Sir, I was asking a man of God. I said, why is that somebody give me some Ephesians? I'm not seeing in the church.
Why is it that the gifts in the book of Ephesians?
Yes, I'm not seeing in church.
In the church.
He said that when God called a man of God, he said God had given that man of God the whole gift to care for the sheep under his
head. No, lie.
It's
a lie.
Amen.
The reason why they don't allow gifts in the church, one of the reasons that I know is because they are afraid that some other person will rise up and be recognized. And then the church will break and follow that person to his ministry. It's wrong.
My question is this, sir. Now, like the prophet here, which I saw here now. Now, in some churches, a prophet sees a message. And now, they will not allow him to come and hold the microphone. He now go to the pastor and tell the pastor the message. Now, the pastor will not come himself and be able to say the message as if God has spoken to him.
Brother, if you understand the teaching I taught today,
yes,
there is no need for that question. It is wrong. In this church, since we began, I want everybody to be responsible for what you say. If you write a message to me, I will call you. Oh yeah, take. What do you talk now? Tell them. So that they go know who talk up. If the thing doesn't come to pass, everybody will know you are false. If it come to pass, then everybody will know, Bill, I say this brother they see. I get this problem, make I go meet them. Nothing wrong with you. Why should everybody come to me? Today now, when they came, they fooled that side. Anytime I close, I am going home. When I come out of my office, I will see people gather. Some of you will hear me say, hey, what happened? They said they are waiting to see the prophet. I say, hey, thank God I'm not a prophet. And I go my way. Has it not reduced problem for me? People want to help God in the ministry. We have gifts in this church. Has it disturbed this ministry in any way? It hasn't, because they are properly taught. When you don't teach them, then the gift can also enter their head. And they will use that gift and think they are now something. They are above authority. With this gift now, I can be on my own. But when they know the truth, if a prophet goes to start a church, he's as guilty as a woman pastor. You are out of God's perfect will. Forget all this one, that prophet will go and start a church since he doesn't know how to read the Bible. Then he will employ pastor. Then the pastor will come and say a few things to make him look big. And then he's paying him every month. There is a brother that left here. That is the pattern he's operating in Ajawa Estate. He employed one pastor. One brother. Who start here, he fail. He start here, he fail. He start here, he fail. Hungry, wire arm. They say, come, I will employ you. You come and do the preaching, I'll be seeing vision, but I am your overseer. Prophet, that's error. Amen. Okay. Who again? Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. Sir, this message has opened my understanding this night. And there's something that has been bothering my mind. As you have spoken concerning that if God gives us that if God give us some talent to use and we refuse to use them, there is punishment or so.
Yes.
For it. Okay, in the denomination where we belong, they don't emphasize on gifts and talents and how we can make use of those things.
Yes.
But here my understanding has been opened.
Your understanding is open. Hallelujah.
But there's something that has been bothering my mind, sir. Many times when there's going to be air crash, I normally have the revelation, but I don't know how I can pass the message across to that industry because I don't know anybody there and I have never been there and I don't have anything related to these things. So this thing used to bother my mind. Hey, God. And I know it will happen. Anytime I see it, it will happen. So, but how to get the message across to those people in that industry, I don't know.
Now listen. Now listen, church, listen. When we talk about operating the gifts, listen. God cannot hold you accountable for what you are not in position to handle. Now, what happened is, in every nation, God has his own intercessors that he raises. When a calamity is coming, he reveals it to those people. What you do is, he is giving you a prayer point. Amen. And he knows the people that when they pray, he will hear. They are the ones he will now go and tell. Okay? You may also be in a church, a lively church like this. And when you have that revelation, you pass it to the pastor, who should be spiritual enough to cause the church to rise and pray. You have delivered your message. God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, please, I want to know the difference between dream and the revelation.
Between dream and revelation?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Una don't start to. Revelation is the ability to know something. God giving you the ability, revealing something to you. That is the meaning of revelation from the word reveal. A dream is revelation. Thank you.
Okay, sir. There is another question I want to ask.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
We always say that God is a loving God, a merciful God. And I want to ask, is there any day or any time God will be called a wicked God? If there is, when and the why?
I don't know. You say, is there anywhere? I say, I don't know anywhere God can be called a wicked God. I know God to be a merciful God, a loving God. Because I know God also to be a consuming fire. He is a God of judgment. Is he wickedness if a judge? Listen, a judge, you are brought before a judge, and according to the law, he finds you guilty and pronounces life imprisonment for you according to the law. Is that judge wicked? Answer me. You, answer me. Is the judge wicked?
No.
So, God is a consuming fire in the time of judgment. God bless you. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, please, there's something I want you to want me to understand, which is in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3.
Yes.
My brother called me, so he asked me. My brother called me, asked me, which church am I worshipping? I said, I'm worshipping as bride. He said, I'm worshipping as the neighboring church, who's choosing. As he said, I thought I should worship. I said, no, I'm worshipping as bride. He said, because I'm running away from the truth. And I asked him, now, what is the truth? He said, putting on earrings, making up. And I told him that in the church I worship, that those things, we don't use it. And I said, what are plating of hair? And I told him that we plate, but we don't put on attachment and fever. And I said in the First Peter 3 verse, that the Bible said that a woman should not plate hair at all. So I was not confused. And I said, I should go and read 1 Peter verse 3. And I opened it in that place. The Bible said,
the Bible said what?
Your people should not come out what adornment, such as braided hair, and the wearing of gold and jewelry.
So which scripture are you reading?
1 Peter.
What?
3 verse 3.
Read it from verse 1.
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husband, so that if of them do.
Okay, let me help you. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste lifestyle, conversation, coupled with fear. Verse 3, your emphasis. Whose adorning, your identity, your appearance, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, and of putting on of apparel. Now, this statement, the last statement there in verse 3, of putting on of apparel, makes us understand what he is saying. If you say, he is saying, you should not put on gold, you should not plait your hair, it means you should not also wear cloth. That is not what he means. He is saying that your identity, the identity of a Christian, when they say sister this, your identity should not be, oh, that sister that dresses like this. Let it not be the identity of a Christian. Oh, that sister that plaits her hair like this. Oh, that sister that wears gold. But this should be your identity. The next verse. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible. Even, see the ornament now, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. Meekness and a quiet spirit. Let it be the ornament that God sees you, the identification. And he said, even that is of great price, like that gold that you are putting on. Like that expensive cloth you are putting on. The emphasis there is our appearance. He said, that is what the man will see and be converted if you are married to an unbeliever. It's your character that will attract him to God, not the way you dress. That is what Peter is teaching there. God bless you. Yes?
Praise the Lord. Excuse me, sir. I want to ask you a question, sir. Do you know me?
Eh?
Do you know me?
Can I call now?
Yes. I have reasons.
I don't know you, sir.
Okay, sir. I want to explain myself.
I'm hearing you.
Somebody is asking a question from outside. Yes? Somebody is on the line. Yes? Christiana from Benue State, can we hear you?
Since when I was a kid, I do have a thought will just come like this. Then before you know it, I will just forget about it.
Sorry, Christiana. Sorry, Christiana, can we hear you? Can we hear you again? Start again. Your question, please.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
My name is Christiana from Benue State. Okay. Since I was a child, I do have a thought.
Go on, we are hearing you.
I do have a thought that will come. Then that thought, when you come, I will forget about it. Later on, that thing will happen. When the thing happens, I will start thinking, where did that thing come? Where did I see that thing? Then before you do it, I will recall it a thought. So last year, something happened to me. A sister was pregnant. For 3 years, she had married. She couldn't conceive. So she just conceived. And she's about to put to bed early November, then she couldn't put to bed. Then a thought still comes to me that baby will die. Then I was afraid to tell her because of I see the year she stayed without the inconceiving. Then I then asked her to pray over it, that week will not pass her by. And through that week did not pass her by, she gave birth and the baby died.
Okay, Sister Christiana. Your question.
Is this from God?
Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. That question she has, so many of us have the same question. A thought will just come, you think it's your thought. That something will happen. And then you just, you ignore it. Then, shortly after, that type of revelation doesn't stay long before it happens. Amen. And suddenly, the thing will happen. Then you say, I see this thing. My junior sister is sitting somewhere there. One time she was standing at the bus stop. And then a thought just ministered to her, move away from this place. And it was so strong. What happened? Then she obeyed it. And moved away. And as soon as she moved away, few seconds after that, a bus felt break and cleared everybody around that place she was standing. Now, this particular gift is very difficult to identify. Because sometimes you think it is your thought. But one thing, like every other gift, is you will take note that when that thought comes, it comes louder than your normal thought. So when you identify it, you act on it, you keep practicing it, then you get used to it. You will soon know when that thought comes that it is not an ordinary thought. It is an inspirational thought. So, next time you have it, act on it according to whatever you have seen. God bless you, Christiana from Benue State. Yes, brother.
Please, I want to speak in my dialect.
Mumbo. Egbo.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Èrèdí tí mo fi béèrè tí mo béèrè lọ́wọ́ olùṣọ́àgùntàn ni wípé.
He said the reason why he's asking the question from the pastor is this.
Ní nǹkan bí ọdún mẹ́fà sẹ́yìn.
In 6 years past.
Èmi ni arákùnrin tí mo sọ pé mo wá láti Bajulaye Church.
He said he's the man that he told you he came from Bajulaye Church in 6 years past.
Tí mo mú ìyàwó mi wá, tẹ fún wa ní ìyàrá kan síbẹ̀ yẹn, tẹ fún wa lówó, ta wà ń bẹ̀ fún àìmọye ọjọ́. Nígbà tí a ní ìṣòro kan nígbà náà.
He said it was the one that came from Bajulaye Church 6 years ago that you kept him in one room there. You gave him money and his wife.
Mi ọmọ.
Mo sọ pé tí mo wá láti ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì ọmọbori owó ngbà yẹn.
He came from Ọmọbori Owó Church then and he was kept in one room there and his wife and you gave them money, fed them.
Kí ni ohun tó wá ṣẹlẹ̀ ni wípé ní àkókò tá a wá yẹn a wá padà sílé ibẹ̀ láti máa lọ sí camp meeting wa a wá padà lọ sí wọn wá ní camp meeting lákòókò yẹn.
In that church.
Ní Bajulaye yẹn. Àwọn kan nínú arákùnrin.
He said after he left this way he went back to that place and they hold their camp in that church. He went back there.
So ìkan àwọn nínú àwọn arákùnrin tó wà níbí nígbà náà.
He said among those people that were here with us then.
Àwọn náà wá sí ìpéjọpọ̀ yẹn.
They came along to that convention.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gbọ́ oríṣiríṣi àwọn nǹkan.
He said they were hearing a lot of things contrary to this faith of this church.
Mo wá lọ bá ọ̀kan nínú àwọn tí mo rí wọn bí nígbà tí à ń gbàdúrà ní ẹgbẹ́mẹ̀, mo wá lọ bá.
He said he went to go and meet one of those that he met here to go and ask him a question.
Mo ní nǹkan tí mo rí ní Brother Assembly. Ó yàtọ̀ sí nǹkan tí mò ń gbọ́ o.
He said what he saw in Brother Assembly is contrary what he's hearing from him.
Nítorí pé àwọn èèyàn kan ti sọ wípé agbára òkùnkùn ni àwọn wòlíì tó wà ń bí ń lò.
He said he was told and he was informed that we are using an contrary power that is not the power of God in this church or the prophet in this church.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo ní pé nígbà tí mo wá síbí báyìí kò sí nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ yìí tí wọ́n ń gbàdúrà bí wọ́n ṣe ń gbàdúrà nínú Brother Assembly ń bí.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. He said, but when he got there and he met them that no ministry, entire ministry has ever prayed the way Brother Assembly used to pray.
So mo ní nípa àdúrà tí wọ́n ń gbà yẹn, irú àwọn nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹn ò lè ṣàmá ṣẹlẹ̀.
He said he told them that through the time, through the kind of the way they used to pray, he didn't believe that such a thing can happen in their midst, in Brother Assembly here.
So àwọn nǹkan tá a gbọ́ yẹn, ó dà mí lọ́kàn rú, so kò jẹ́ kí n lè wá síbí.
He said all these things that he hear from them and from those people that were with us before and all he hear from them discourage him to be coming here to come back to this place since that time.
Wọ́n sọ débi wípé àwọn wòlíì wọ̀nyẹn nínú àwọn àdúrà kọ̀ọ̀kan tí wọ́n organize lọ́hùn, àwọn àṣírí tí wọ́n ti tú láàrin ara wọn lọ́hùn, òun ni tán ti mọ orúkọ wọn, wọ́n ti mọ bí tán ti wá, wọ́n ti gbẹ̀ pé òun ni wọ́n máa ń gbé wá sójú pẹpẹ láti sọ wípé ó jẹ́ àṣírí tí Ọlọ́run fi hàn.
He said they even discuss in their own personal prayer that they use to intercede against this church that they expose that most of we prophets here we are doing something contrary by collecting people's name or other kind of thing in form of arrange. Abi?
Yes. Amen. So ni mo wa ti ni lokan yi pe ojo ti mo ba ni anfani lati wa sibi ma I will ask the prophet authority ti won lo fi nse awon nkan wonyen se ti se o ti to ni wipe ebun olohun ni won lo.
Thank you.
Abo dogbon si.
He said that is why that he has boldness that anytime he come to this place that he want to ask you and the prophet because of what they have hearing from the former minister here that is it true that they are used familiar spirit or other power contrary to the power of God.
Ìyẹn jẹ́ ìbéèrè àkọ́kọ́.
So that is the first question.
Ìbéèrè mẹ́fà ni mo ní.
Wait.
Mo máa. Please.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
He asked six questions.
Go ahead. Ask all of them. Ask them.
Mo ti ẹ̀ ti sọ wípé màá béèrè mẹ́rin péré nítorí àkókò wa. Ìyẹn ni ìbéèrè tààrọ̀ yẹn lọ àkọ́kọ́. Èkejì ni wípé ìyàwó tèmi kò gbóyìnbó rárá. Èmi gbọ́ tátàtà.
Great. He said the second one. His wife cannot speak English, but him, he can see small, small, small. He can speak small, small.
Adeka nu bibeli pe igbagbo man wa nipa gbigbo.
He said he read it in the Bible that salvation comes by hearing.
Nigbati a si nwa sibi a ni anfani pe boya won so Yoruba. Mo wa wo wipe bi ijo se po to yi, o le sai je iyawo mi nikan lo lafani lati wa sibi ti ko si gbo oyinbo. Se ko ye ki àwọn kan wà kan organize class Yoruba, class Yibo, class Hausa láti lè fi ṣe ìrànlọ́wọ́ fún àwa tá a gbó Yibo.
Praise the Lord. He said his wife cannot speak English, him himself he only understand small small, that he believe that it's not only him or his wife that I used to come to this way that didn't understand English, that can't see another way of forming. Maybe you can see somebody that can teach people the Yoruba, the way you speak, can I make them to understand so that they can flow with us.
Praise the Lord. Ibere Keta.
That's the third question.
Òun ni pé kí ni èrè ìdí tó fi jẹ́ wípé nígbà tí àwọn èèyàn bá ń lálàá tán wà nínú ìṣòro, olùṣọ́ àgùntàn Moses Salusa ni wọ́n máa ń rí, wọn sọ pé àwọn rí Jésù rí, wọn sì rángẹ́lì.
Amen. He said that the third question is that why is it that when anybody see dream. I mean, going into dream or sleep. I have a dream that every time they say they have dream and they see Pastor Moses, they've never seen dream or in their dream say, I've seen Jesus for one day.
Ibere Kenny.
Is that the fourth one?
He said
this is controversy between him and one man.
Only we pay ni won gba ta ba ti jewo pe oluso agutan kan Olorun lo pe.
He said once you have believed that a pastor is called by God.
Nigba ti iwo oluso agutan be ba dese tabo se nkan ti ko to.
He said if such a pastor commits sin or do something contrary to the will of God.
O so wi pe a o leto lati se ayonu si rara.
He said that person told him that if the pastor misbehaves or do something contrary to the plan of God, that no member or nobody is have authority to ask him or to judge the man of God.
O wa fi oro Mose nigba to fe yawo ti aburo Miriam ati Aaron ti won yonu si oro na to si di wahala.
He said he used Moses as an example. When he went to marry a Ethiopian woman, when he's not supposed to marry, when his sister went to judge him, Miriam went to judge him, and what happened to them? The fifth question.
One day, down here, you go by ati, kesi come back to wa, lorie, you know ne, igbeya wa ati kosile, ne tori gagabi.
Wait, he said, this fifth question. You may not answer it. If there's a case for him to listen to, you can give to him. He's asking about marriage and divorce.
Nitori nigba ti mo ka iwe yen, mo ri wipe oro meji ni woli nso nibe.
He said when he read the book, he said that he read the book that prophets make mention of two things in that book.
Eyan ni igbeyawo.
That is concerning marriage.
Pe eyan le tun gbe iyawo mi.
That you can remarry.
Ati ikosile.
And you can divorce.
So nigba to wa de igbeyin iwe yen.
He said the last paragraph of that book.
O wa so pe kan do it do mo pe e ma se be mo.
He said they should not do it again.
Sugbon o ti le emphasis lori awon kan bi won se fe 1000 bi oba kan bo se le kan nigba ti o sa igboran to fe sta wole o ti so orisirisi kan emi wa wo pe do it no more to nso nbe yen ikosile lo ni ki awon eyan ma se but ko so pe kan ma fe yawo mi igbagbo temi niyan.
He said his own faith is that belief is that when prophet was preaching and he read the book that he made mention of those that are married, thousands of wives, Solomon and other, but he said in the last paragraph, the last sentence of that book, that he said do it no more. He said his own belief is that the prophet was saying that they should not divorce.
But they can remarry.
But they can remarry, but they should not divorce, but they can remarry.
He
said that is his question. The fifth question. He said that is the last question.
Those of you standing, no more time. We continue later for you. Let me answer him.
I'm sorry.
Let me answer him.
I'm sorry.
Go and sit down. Thank you. Our time is up. We want to pray.
I'm sorry.
Praise the Lord. Let me start with the last one. Marriage and divorce. Where is the tape? We will give you the tape. Now when you I will forgive you for one thing.
No, don't.
You know your English?
No, I hear. I said this is so. He wants to interpret. Okay. He wanted to interpret.
I forgive you for one thing.
Yes, sir.
Here you are, you say you are illiterate. And yet you are reading something the prophet say. You are giving your understanding. An illiterate.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you are giving a wrong, you are giving an illiterate interpretation. Listen, brother. The sermon that William Branham preached on marriage and divorce was God given a dispensational prophet a mandate to settle a confusion in the body of Christ. When he was going to preach that message, when God gave him the revelation of what to go and say, God told him to wear a wig. The type of wig that judges, lawyers, they wear. Why? It was a symbol of a final judgment concerning that matter. Because everybody had their different understanding of what they believe concerning marriage and divorce. And God must set it right through the voice for that age. And as many as turn it down, they are still swimming in that confusion. He tried to establish using the scripture that it was wrong for us to marry more than one wife. And it is wrong for us at will to just divorce. And he came to tell us the mind of God. In the beginning, it was not so. He said, now, according to the scripture, it is one man, one wife. But if you were married, 2-3 wives, before you came into Christ, he said, stay the way you are, but don't go and add another wife again. That is what you were reading, and you were given the kind of interpretation you were given. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. One man, one wife. Then he told us, but you who are with more than one wife, he said, you cannot occupy certain offices. You cannot be a pastor. You cannot be a deacon according to the scripture. But now that you have known the truth, don't add again. But a pardon was given to all of them to stay like that with their 2 wives, 3 wives. But don't add again. And you, who are married to just one wife, he said, you cannot add. Cannot marry more than that again. And once you are married, forever you are married. And then, he gave the only condition you can divorce is if it be for fornication. If you catch the woman in fornication. And then, he taught extensively, which we have also gone more extensively and broken it down the way we should for us to understand in this age. So that is what he was saying. Thank you. Now, the other one you said, judging men of God. Praise God. Yes. A lot of men of God scare the people to be afraid to challenge them when they are living in sin or living contrary to what they preach or what the scripture expects of them. They use that to scare the people so that they can continue in their iniquities. But chapter 2, I think it's verse 15. 1 Corinthians, I think, chapter 2, verse 15. This is what it says. It says, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Yes, Matthew chapter 7 says we should not judge. But we have to understand what he means by that. Stop unnecessary criticism. Stop it. But when you see somebody doing a wrong thing, whoever he is, you are in position to point it out. You point it out, not in a way to just criticize him, but to help him out of it. Now, The example they use is wrong. Listen. Moses has a special call. And that none of these men of God have a call in that order. Moses was speaking of Christ, was typing Christ's ministry. Moses was rejected by his brethren in Egypt. And when he ran away, when they wanted to kill him, he found himself with Jethro. There, a gentleman accepted him and gave him a wife. He's speaking about Christ. And while God was using it as a type for shadowing something, Carnal Miriam was there criticizing him for going to marry a Gentile woman. And God will rebuke her for doing that. Now, you will notice later that Miriam, her own criticism of Moses was not because she felt Moses was breaking the law. She proved it later. When everybody is Moses. And she come and say, you take this in too much upon you. She ain't only in the situation. She was taking the advantage of her closeness to Moses and was displaying things she shouldn't display, and God descended on her. So you have to understand what was happening by that story. And not just to take it that because he's a man of God, nobody should criticize. Now, why do they always see Moses in a dream, not Christ? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, for every ministry, the pastor of that church is the angel to that church. God, when he wants to do anything in that ministry, he will do it through that angel. So when the angel of God wants to meet with you, minister to you, he will bring the face of that angel he uses. And there's nothing wrong about it. Some also see Jesus. And in this church, I am not the only one they see. All of us that God uses here, our members see them in the revelation. It's not only Moses. God bless you. Interpreter. I agree with you. Our French-speaking brethren from the French-speaking countries have been writing us that they want us to also be interpreting in French. They want to know what is happening here. We shall soon evolve to that. Amen. Where we shall have a corner in the church for the different people who cannot hear English, understand English. Then we can have interpreters by the corner there to be interpreting for them. We shall evolve to that stage very soon as we have people coming indicating their interest in what we are doing here. God bless you. Now, the final one is the first one you asked. Now, maybe I use this opportunity to say it, that yes, some few years back, some brethren, and some of them were even ministers, some of them were part of the gifted brethren here, had reason to leave this church. Some, we drove them from this church. Some left for one reason or the other. But before they left this church, there is a church at Shomolu. A young man, I was once a member of that church. In 1995, I was there for 7 months. And the reason I left was because they were blaspheming the Holy Ghost in so many things they were doing there. And I had to walk to the pastor to tell them I had to leave because I believe my spiritual life cannot grow in an atmosphere of strife and in the blasphemy I am seeing around. I wrote it, put it in letter, I gave him, and we left with my family. Shortly after, the pastor began to make certain teachings. Now William Branham is gone, he is the next. And preached that, and I looked at the scripture, and I saw nothing but a move of the Antichrist. And I approached him to tell him I disagree with him. While he was there always attacking us, it became like an enemy enter message church. So, when those people who were here with us, some of them were deacons in charge of our finances, they messed up our finances in this church. When they were discovered, I removed them from the deacon board and I told them that I leave them with God to settle them, their matter. Out of shame, they decided to withdraw themselves from the church. And while they got there, to justify their leaving this place, they began to say all those stories they were saying, that they know the secret. We buried human blood under this altar. I carried water from T.B. Joshua. I washed their eyes. All those prophets there is arranged. All the gifts going on there is nonsense. Pastor Moses does not know the word. He's not deceiving the people. And all manner of things they were saying. Praise the Lord. So that was a period you went there. You jam that thing going on there. Praise the Lord. We did not bother about them because we know where we stand. And most of them that left here, while they were here, they were on fire. But when they went there and still they are there, none of them is allowed to operate that gift. All the gift died. All of them are just sitting there in the congregation. Nothing, 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 nothing. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, church. When they started there, it's good to know your Bible. What they were doing was blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. That sin is neither forgiven here nor hereafter. What is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost? That is in Matthew chapter 12. The Pharisees, they saw that this man from nowhere just rise up, and attention was focused and everybody was leaving their denomination and following that man Jesus. What will they do to stop people from following him? They know that he is from God. But out of jealousy, they began to tell the people that man is a king of demons, Beelzebub. He's doing all those miracles, signs and wonders by occultic power. Why did it constitute blasphemy? Because they know that he is of God. Nicodemus was part of them. He was a member of the Sanhedrin Council. He came by night and said, "Master, we know." Why did he say "we"? He is referring to the members of the Sanhedrin Council. "We know you are a teacher sent from God." So they knew. But out of jealousy, out of fear that their own church will scatter, out of whatever it is to get at him, they began to cook up those stories. That is what constitutes blasphemy. Now, an unbeliever does not blaspheme the Holy Ghost. A drunkard that sees you displaying the power of God and says, "Na lie, na of devil," he's not blaspheming, he's ignorant. It is blasphemy because they know the truth that is of God. But because of jealousy, because of a personal agenda, they say it is not of God. It constitutes blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said that type of sin is neither forgiven here or hereafter. And I am telling you, watch it, time will prove. Because they all started this ministry with us. They know who we are. They know the source of the grace in this ministry. But because they wanted to get at me, they went about saying those things they were saying. They crossed the border of mercy. Time will prove it. Watch and see.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? It's not only them, oh, including the Pentecostal churches, including this chosen church here. Watch it. More can keep telling the people, we hear you in your microphones, that we are occultic. And Omoka knows that the power that is going on here is genuine power of the Holy Ghost. He knows. He knows. But he's afraid that his people will leave him and come here. Because you said that, you cross the line of mercy. Watch and see. It's a matter of time. God's attributes to his pride in this last day. We have come to
revelation
and the last prophet's
message.
And we know who we are
and what we are raised up for.
And what we are raised up for.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For the original life.
For the original life. Hallelujah.
The original
life.
Original sea.
The original sea.
Original rock.
The original rock.
He is what I believe.
He's what I believe.
He is the Son of Man.
The Son of Man. He's revealed.
The seven
seas. The seven seas will be of them.
Original.
The original life. The original sea. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Let me break it down. Because even in this church, there are people that commit blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. When they see God using a sister, they will just look out of jealousy. They begin to go and speak evil. You see that sister, Nalayo? I know where you get that power from. You see that brother, Nalayo? Arrange. All this one, they go name, get waiting, then they arrange them. Out of jealousy, you know that person has a genuine gift. Suddenly now, you want to overtake you. To pull the person down, you begin to speak like that, you cross the line of mercy. I'm telling you. It's a sin that God says he will not forgive. So be careful what you say concerning people God is using. Make sure you are not saying it out of jealousy.